Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at golo.com. That's golo.com. Again, golo.com.
We have opening night of the NFL tonight, as we bring in our NFL guy, Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick Six podcast, super friend. All right, real quick, the Chiefs are going into this definitely without Chris Jones, it seems, and almost definitely without Travis Kelce, who hyperextended his knee earlier this week in practice and is a major question mark for this game. And if you think about all of the turnover they've had at the receiver position, there's going to be a lot of Patrick Mahomes looking around for somebody to help him out. What gives here?
Yeah, it gets a little bit dicier.
Right.
If you want to be generous about it. You have Sky Moore, who's in his second year. I think a lot of people are expecting maybe a possible breakout season for him. He's going to be a full-time receiver. Brett Veach came out and said Kadarius Toney, when he's healthy, and that's a big if or when,
right,
can be a very, very explosive and dynamic receiver, and particularly on like short yardage stuff and screens and things.
Yep.
MVS. Marcus Valdes-Scantling, former NC State, Pac-Pro.
Pac-Pro.
tons of speed. Justin Ross, a former Clemson star, was a little banged up, but has had a really good preseason. And then Rashee Rice, they spent a second-round pick on as well. So, there's a lot. Richie James, actually, former New York Giants player, who's like, kind of sneaky good. I think this is it's a little bit more of a – It's a hodgepodge group, but I think there's a little more talent maybe than people are giving it credit for. So
right.
I tend to think that this can be enough for Patrick Mahomes to get by if Travis Kelce has to miss time. Although obviously you would not want to, I think it's a tough call with Kelce, right? Like, you want to play Kelce, but you want Kelce healthy at the end of the season rather than the beginning of the season.
I mean, week one isn't nearly as important as week one in January, when the playoffs roll around for Kansas City. We assume that they will be in the playoffs. Although, a couple of years ago, coming off their first Super Bowl, right, they spent the first seven games. Weren't they 3-4 in the first seven games of the season? They played a murderous early season schedule, and I don't think anything is going to be as difficult as that. All right, real quick, we saw Nick Bosa sign this contract. Will Brinson is joining us, Pick Six Podcast. Nick Bosa signs the zillion-dollar contract, $34 million a year. It's like $112, $120 million. Well, I don't know what the number was. Guaranteed, a lot of
I think it's like $50 million signing bonus, $170 in total cash total value dollars. It basically puts him right at where Aaron Donald is.
Right. So how does that impact Brian Burns, who is also hoping for a contract, although he has been practicing throughout? I don't think there's a chance that Brian Burns is not going to play Sunday, even if he doesn't have the new deal. But how does the Bosa contract impact Burns? Does Burns get close to that 34? Is he closer to where TJ Watt is, which is at 28 per guaranteed? Not guaranteed, but 28 per?
28 per, yeah, on average annual value. Yeah, yeah. Actually, my good buddy Carl McClain asked me this exact question yesterday. Does this help expedite the Brian Burns thing? And it does to a degree, in the sense that, it says, hey, here's what you're not getting.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Brian, here's what you won't be getting. And I think it helps when you see what Nick Bosa signs for. It helps to sort of slot things out. I mean, I think you can make the case for Burns I'm just sort of looking at these edge rusher contracts at like average annual value. You have TJ Watt at 28, Joey Bosa at 27, Myles Garrett at 25, Max Crosby and Khalil Mack at 23.5, and then Bradley Chubb at 22. I mean, I think with Burns, you know, production, and we're not saying it's like insane production, but like his age, his pedigree,
right,
the expectations for what he's going to do on this new contract, I think you can make the case that you can put him in that Myles Garrett, Joey Bosa range.
Right.
I don't know that you can say, hey, you know, you're making more than TJ Watt, or like, I mean, TJ Watt was a defensive player of the year 2 years ago, right? Right. I mean, Nick Bosa won it last year. It's like, there's just a, like, I mean, now Burns can try to do it, and sometimes that'll happen. You'll see that in certain markets. The edge rusher market's a little bit different in that sense. You don't always have just the next guy up just gets to magically be paid more than whoever the top guy is, right? Like at the quarterback right. position often is. So I think something in that 25 to 28 range would make a lot of sense if it gets done. Now, you know, you still have, what, 48 hours to sort of wrap it up. Like, the teams love to announce these things right before the season starts. They love to hammer them out with the agents right before the, you know, kickoff. But I mean, like, this is one where it's a little unusual because of his production, like the upside he possesses, how important he is to the Panthers defense, but then also like how he compares to these other edge rushers. So that's my best guess for where he would slot in.
Here's the thing about Brian Burns as it pertains to Nick Bosa. I don't think they're the same position. To me, Bosa's the defensive lineman who happens to be a defensive end and gets a lot of sacks, but he is a disruptive force at the line of scrimmage. I don't see Burns as that guy. I see Burns as an outside line, an edge rusher. Right, I see him as a pass rusher, a disruptive force, yes, but not. I just don't see those two guys as the same position, so I'm not even sure it's a fair comp, unless I'm wrong, which I've been wrong before, just not recently.
Well, the other thing about Burns, too, remember they're switching defenses in Carolina.
That's true. They're 3-4 now.
To this 3-4, and so it's like you may, if you're Carolina. You're definitely interested in the possibility of like finding out, you know, he's in his fifth year. You can use the franchise tag if you have to. For this year.
He's going to sign a contract. they are not going to go.
I'm just saying you may want to see how he performs in that. You may want to see how he performs in that 3-4
in week one.
What's that?
In week one against the Falcons? Because I have to think this contract's going to get done. Look, Burns has been a total pro. He's been at practice. He's done all these things. I think the Panthers are going to do right by him at some level. I don't think they're going to do something silly. But let me just ask it this way, and then we'll move on to a bold prediction or two. And the fact that Bryce Young is on a rookie contract for 4 years, how does that help Brian Burns?
Yeah, I mean, I think that definitely makes it a case where if you're a team that has a rookie or a quarterback on a rookie contract, one you draft high and you expect, I mean, especially the first overall, you expect to be, you know, your franchise quarterback, you should and almost certainly always will be willing to spend more money at other positions, particularly on defense, which were star players, right? Because, you know, most contracts in the NFL are 5-year deals or 3-year deals that are masquerading as 5-year deals. And so if you are willing to give Brian Burns a contract, you can give him a 3-4, you know, give him a 4-year. You know, with him, it's probably going to be a little bit more guaranteed because of the position and because of the pedigree. But you can give him that contract, and then, you know, you can end up with Bryce Young. Bryce Young's not going to get a new contract for at least 3 years. He just can't under the CBA. So if you get Burns a contract that pays him a ton of money for 3 years and then, you know, structure your salary cap numbers, et cetera, in a way that it makes it easier to manage the salary cap for when you have to pay Bryce Young, it makes all the sense in the world. Like, the Colts should really be paying Jonathan Taylor because they can't pay Anthony Richardson for 3 years. Give Taylor a 3-year deal and get him in there to help your rookie quarterback.
Right. Okay. So will Jonathan Taylor play for the Colts this year?
I say yes.
Ooh,
but,
not confident.
Yeah, I'm not confident at all. I mean, Jim Irsay is involved. I'm not confident about anything with Jim Irsay. Except that he's going to do something kooky.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor. I think the pup designation for Taylor to where he sits out. He's out for the first 4 games of the season, physically unable to perform. The reason for that, I believe, was sort of them throwing him a bone and saying, all right, you know, because he gets paid while he's on there.
Right.
So now his average as average per game money goes from, and I mean, you know, if 17 games versus 13, goes from $250,000 to $375,000 per game. That's pretty, it's a pretty nice bump, right?
Yeah.
In terms of, you're not going to get as much wear and tear, you know, and you've got this month now where you can sort of let things cool down, see how the team performs, decide whether you want to try to bring him back and let him play for you, or possibly trade him by the October. I think the deadline is trade deadline is Halloween. So it's still, I think it's very much up in the air, but I think this month off gives them a little bit more cash in a weird way and sort of lets everybody sort of simmer down and not have it be the focal point of really the NFL news, because you'll have games going on.
All right, a couple of team over-unders in terms of total wins. Panthers, I think, are at 7.5. Over or under?
7.5 or 6.5. I would go over, but it's really close.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I see him as like an 8 or 9 win team.
If the offensive line is better than we think it is, and I don't think we think it's great because of the preseason, if the offensive line is better than we think it is, then this team can win 10 plus games. If the offensive line is as bad as we think it could be, then this team might not, to say the least.
Jets, I believe, are like, what, 9.5, right?
9.5, and they haven't moved all season. It's been the weirdest thing, right? 9.5, juice to the over, haven't moved like once, like -120 to the over. It hadn't like budged. It's so crazy. I tend to think that I would go over. I wouldn't feel awesome about it because, yeah, Panthers are 7.5. I wouldn't feel awesome about it, but I would be too scared of Aaron Rodgers in spite to fade him. I think you know, it feels like a 10-win team, but potentially missing the playoffs. And then I think that offensive line, too, is a big, big question mark. You can't be guaranteed that offensive line is going to perform at a high level. And if Aaron Rodgers is not being protected,
yep,
and you can't run the ball well, then, and the defense takes any type of step back, then all of a sudden it's like, all right, you know, you won 7 games, everybody said you're a quarterback away, but maybe you weren't after all.
I think the Jets will be able to run block. I'm not sure they'll be able to pass block. If Mekhi Becton stays healthy on the right side, because that's where he is, I think they'll be able to run block. And if they can get a decent running game, and they have a ton of good running backs, their offense might be okay. It's just the Jets, and we just know what's going to happen. All right, give me a team that everybody thinks will make the playoffs that won't, and one that people don't think will make the playoffs that will.
I'll say that a team that everyone thinks that will make the playoffs but won't will be the Chargers.
Ooh.
Chargers are going to charge, man.
Probably.
And a team that is not being predicted to make the playoffs, but I think will, is the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, I see them as almost the favorites, though, in that division, although you could probably throw a blanket over everybody in that division.
Yeah, Saints are the favorite, and the Falcons are still, like, plus money to make the playoffs, but it's very close to even money. So, yeah, I mean, like, maybe that's a little bit of cheating. I mean, I think
that's fine.
The AFC is going to be really tough.
Yes.
There might be 2 or 3 wins, 10-win teams that miss the playoffs in the AFC. Like,
agreed.
That's not that crazy. You know, I think our Steelers could be a good one to make the playoffs that people don't think will.
Yeah, Kenny Pickett is kind of changing people's opinions from the preseason. He was great, it's just the preseason, so I don't want to put too much stock in it. But we know they've got talent at wide receiver, and Mike Tomlin is just elite. And I am always team Mike Tomlin. I'm always team Will Brinson, senior NFL writer, CBSSports.com, Pick 6 podcast. Thank you, sir. We will talk again next week.
All right, man. Talk to you Monday.
Are you struggling to lose weight and keep it off? Tired of wasting time and money on starvation diets that lead to more frustration and stress? If there was a weight loss solution that could actually work for you, would you try it? Then head to Golo.com.
I'm Steve. I lost 138 pounds in 9 months on Golo.
I'm Amber. I've lost 128 pounds with Golo taking release.
If you're ready to take back control of your life, head to Golo.com now and see how Golo can work for you. That's Golo.com.
My sleep is way better. My inflammation has gone way down. Golo saved my life. I was way overweight. That's what sent me down the path. I wanted to make sure and live for my kid.
I have literally tried everything. I was on the verge of getting gastric bypass surgery, and I saw the Golo commercial, and it was the last thing I tried because it worked.
Join over 2 million people who have found a better way to lose weight with Golo. Your healthier and happier life begins at Golo.com. That's Golo.com. Again, Golo.com.